we started recording it before lockdown, like sort of at the start of 2020, and then of course everything kind of closed up, and it kind of came to a halt for a while. And then after a couple of months, I think we realised, hang on now, this is not going anywhere. Like, if we want to make a move on this, we're going to have to take matters into our own hands. We can't be waiting for the studios to reopen. So the producer that I work with, he like using a program called Pro Tools, and he said, if you can get that, we can kind of be sending things back and forth and get a certain amount done. So I kind of had to invest in, you know, some home recording equipment and get things back up and running. And then I suppose it came to another standstill then when we got to the point where we needed drums. So we kind of, you know, it was a long and drawn out process. We got back into the studio then last year to do drums eventually, and then we were able to finish it, and we got there.
I mean, look, I suppose the last 2 years, we don't need to go back over, you know, how hard it has been for the music industry in general, but was there times during that you were kind of thinking, ah, look, are we ever going to get this album finished? Because it is a long, long time to put in such an effort.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose albums are kind of always a big undertaking anyway, but there definitely was times where I just kind of went, oh, you know, I don't care anymore. throw in the towel. But, you know, I always say, like, the silver lining is, you know, it was a learning curve. Like, I can do things now that I couldn't do before. I'm incredibly grateful to be able to go into a studio and work with an engineer who knows what they're doing. But at the same time, it's great to be able to balance that now and do a little bit more from home. You know, if I'm in a studio now and the day is coming to an end and we don't have everything done, it's not the end of the world, because I know I can record the vocals at home, or I can record my guitar at home, or, you know.
We've, I suppose, spoken, you know, plenty of times before. I've played your music previously on the programme, but as soon as I heard Bera, which was sent through to me in the early part of this year, my ears pricked up immediately, and I was thinking, there's something different about this particular song, and then I knew that there would be something different in terms of the album as well. It's a much bigger production, I think, from yourself that you have brought out in years previous. There's more instruments, it's more polished. I suppose that kind of shuns through then the amount of effort that has gone into it over the last while.
Is I don't even think there is more instruments, but there's more, it's more collaborative in terms of I work with a producer now, who's just more just on the ball with sounds, I suppose. And like my last album, The Roaring Girl, there was a lot of instruments and musicians on it, but my brain tends to work in melodies and writing parts for everything, and Matt is a lot better at just kind of knowing when something needs to be textural and something needs to be layered. And I think we work together well in that part. Like, often if there's a string player coming in, I'll maybe write out a few ideas for them. They'll play those, and then we'll just sit down and just get them to start layering textural ideas, or, you know. So, yeah, I think that's what gives it the fuller sound. It's not even that there's more on it. It's just the way that it's all balanced out, I think.
Yeah, and there's a mixture of some of those stripped-back songs that you mentioned before and those tracks that have a fuller sound as well. So you do keep that sound that you're renowned for through the album too.
I think it's a good mix. Like, I've been working with Matt, the producer, now for a few years, and I think we sort of get each other and we get the value of each other's contribution, you know, and he respects what I've done before and what I want to sound like, but I hugely respect his input. I'm glad to hear that kind of comes across in that way.
Yeah, you've a show coming up then as well in May, which will be an opportunity to play these new songs in a live setting, which you may have not had the chance to do yet. The Workman's Cellar in May. Looking forward to that, I'm sure.
I am, yeah. I've a good few gigs coming up, actually, in May and into early June, but the Workman's on the 19th is the big, it's the launch. I'll have the whole band at me that night. So that's going to be fun. It's great to translate them into a sort of a live setting after having only, you know, built them over lockdown.
And where else are you going to be playing then over the next few months?
I'm going to be on June Clare Morris Folk Festival this Sunday, and then over the next month I'll be in Kilkenny, I'll be in Westport, I should have written these down. If people go to my website, I won't go through the whole list now of dates, but Ballydehob, I'm going to be in Cork. there's a few things planned, so I'm really looking forward to getting the songs out on the road.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people will check out the website as well. We'll give more details about that towards the end of the interview. But I know the last time that we spoke as well, you mentioned that you're the co-founder of Embrace Music, which is a socially driven organisation to create opportunities for people to embrace music in their daily lives. Just remind us about what that is and where the idea from that came from.
Yeah, so you've described it pretty well. It was founded by myself and Sharon Murphy. We have been working together for a few years, primarily on two big dementia-friendly community choirs in Naas. But we just really enjoyed working together, and we've kind of been saying for years, oh, we should formalise it and maybe set up a little business or something. And Sharon had kind of come up with the idea and the name for Embrace Music. But then in March 2020, when everything kind of shut down, we were kind of just thinking about like all the people that come to our choirs and the people that we work with from nursing homes and how everything had just, you know, I mean, everybody was isolated, but those people were particularly isolated. And we just started, it started with us doing live streams for nursing homes and home carers. And we just thought, okay, here's an excuse now to start Embrace Music. So that those live streams were kind of our launch project, I suppose. And yeah, since then it's kind of just continued to go naturally, which has been nice. We've been doing a lot of work with the Hospice Foundation recently. We released a song cycle last year, which was they put out funding for artists to kind of respond to people's experiences of grief and loss during the pandemic. So we did that. We kind of composed three pieces of music that were inspired by the communities that we work with. And then we're working with them at the moment now on a project called the Compassionate Culture Network, which is creative workshops that kind of explore loss in all its forms using various creative mediums.
I have to say, I've been following your music on social media for a while, and also the Embrace Music social media, and some of the work that you guys have been doing there is just brilliant within the community. So fair play to yourself and Sharon for setting that up. In terms of, I suppose, music on a local front then, you are from Kildare resident. You would have played shows around Naas and Newbridge and all across the county over the last number of years. Have you got plans to do any shows within Kildare in the next while?
I do, although I can't say yet.
Right, okay.
There is going to be something. It'll be kind of a small, fairly limited audience that I'm working on. It's going to be in June sometime, so do keep an eye out for that. It'll be in Naas. But yeah, I can't say yet.
Right, well, that leads us on then to plugging the social media and the website then, because, you know, people will want to hear more about this particular show in Naas. So how can people find out more information? What's the best way to do it?
Yeah, I'm on sivemusic.com, S-I-V-E, and I suppose that's the easiest. You'll find all the links to the various social media platforms, or if you're on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, if you search Sive Music, you'll find me easily enough, I'd say, and I try to keep things pretty update there.
Yeah, so Sive Music, S-I-V-E music.com for all the information on that. The new album released yesterday called We Begin in Darkness, and we're going to play two songs from it, Bera and I Don't Know Why. The album launch is planned for the 19th of May at the Workman Cellar as well, but other shows and details found on that website from Sive. Beautiful album, Sive, I have to say. Fair play, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.